By way of sound effect, he turns the corner. Your voice gets
the horse. The horse. The horse up down.
You would think, but I never struggled behind people. I was the guy putting it in the back. I was up to one to see.
And neither of you never struggled. Mine never struggled. Yeah.
He never won a horse.
He was always a dead horse.
He'd be surprised.
It's hell. The top of the hell. The painting they're looking at you.
The pride jumps.
Is what?
Good down there, always has a stop.
You had a good time. You had a good run. You had a good couple of years.
It's going to be worse than halfway down.
Yeah?
Yes, when he starts making fun of things, and you give it 3 months.
Nah, he had a good time. He had a good run with Viking.
Take the boys. Take the boys riding with him.
One guy that was like, what the guy's doing it. Guy's friends. Little kid, his kid's on a fence. His average is 20 miles an hour, which is like crazy.
But how long do you, if he goes for 10 minutes, that's not
10 minutes. The guy's riding for
60 miles.
60 miles.
At 20 miles an hour?
Yeah.
He did on Friday, he did 40 miles.
I know. You've done 20
never.
Miles an hour too.
Yes, never.
19.
Never.
2 years ago, man.
Yes, you did.
17.
No.
17 is the most I've ever done.
That's true.
What? I'm telling you.
That's true.
He never did 20 miles an hour.
He never did. I used to clock it. You just wrote it. You've done fantastic.
Yeah,
20 is fast.
No,
20 is fast.
You did downhill.
20 is how fast.
It is.
We used to finish at 22.
Nah.
Yeah.
Not me.
That's why he doesn't ride anymore.
You've done 19
miles. Never.
You wouldn't know. He has no idea. He doesn't have a machine.
Go back to GPS.
Today's show is sponsored for Shimon Chana Kelebas Eto Arman Yehuda Aslan Ben Vicky. Chana Kelebas Eto. Sorry, Yaakov Shimon Chana, Arman Chaim Shimon Chana, Rosa Chai Rochel, Special Rosa. Esther was Chai Yav Shimon Devar, Chai Torbas Panino, Abu Masara Chana Rochel. And the illness was over in Yisrael HaKoyen, Omer Kisim Barona HaKoyen. Reality. One thing I said yesterday, I think I was a little wrong.
What?
I said that Mr. Brewer, we heard the Mr. Brewer in Tavkov Samach Al says that you're if you go into the Mikdash.
You're wrong?
No, I looked until last night. It says over there that Nichnas Aat Lamoka Mikdash Chayv Koresh Klona Tomei Mason. Vikdusha Shon Kiddush Shakish Oslova. So that's the Mokam Mikdash. And Harabai is not the Mokam Mikdash. Where the Stipler and Reb Shach and Michas Yitzchok and we hold that you're not allowed to go on to Har HaBayis either, because the Maaseh would tell him Mason, you're not allowed to go. You're still not allowed to go on to the Har HaBayis. If you go to the mikveh, the question is a chayal that goes on. What does a chayal do? So they bring that he should go to the mikveh. If he has to go on, he should leave his stuff. He shouldn't take on only what he needs, because anything you take on is tummy. And you should leave as soon as possible if you're from Chayal. If you're not from Chayal, then whatever. But,
as soon as possible.
Yeah.
That's a different story for you. That doesn't change what he
I'm saying if, he, if he's going to listen, you know. But so that's where it comes in. What's it called? The Lagabi. Maybe he goes to the mikveh beforehand. No, could be he goes to the mikveh beforehand.
There's a whole movement now of officially from people that want that go
do
a shtachava. No, not those people. Not the ones that brought the lamb.
They're
not
officially from.
I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about people that look normal. That just go and do a
shtachava. What, someone doesn't look the way you look? Is not
yes.
Normal?
Yes. Yes. Stop. Stop. Yes.
We had a guy over here on Shabbos. That guy doesn't look like you. He's not. He's.
No, he's not normal.
No, he's not.
For many other reasons, it's nothing to do with his dress. He has band-aids on the back of his toe.
I think he's just feeding those shoes, man.
It's unbelievable. Yapana came here, he wasn't wearing shoes either.
Socks. He was wearing slippers.
No, he was wearing shoes without socks.
I know, but slippers.
We call them little socks in the shoe. That's his name.
Look at that. That was like.
Your partner looks exactly the same. He has long hair.
His pants. His partner doesn't wear a short back. Come on.
A short back. That's a shirt. Wear a short back.
As a shirt.
He's wearing a nice linen shirt. He looks great, that guy. The towels.
Egyptian linen. Ramses.
Egyptian cotton. From the Schwarzes. You got the sneezes?
No.
Mr. Garber? Chill. Okay.
He was wearing a mask before anybody wore a mask.
We're up to the Gemara over here on Tez Island base. Five lines in the bottom. Chaim Michaber and Busha. So we're up to Kida. We said there's Kida and there's a Shtachaber.
What?
Two
dots. Why would you go back? Two dots. Two lines from the bottom.
Two lines.
All right. Tarim bottom.
But he said something wrong before that.
Kida, no. It's a, Kida is alpayim. Kida is alpayim. What does alpayim mean?
Get up. Let's go.
Alpayim means it's a very hard thing to do. The Gemara says in Sukkah that the one who did a Kida, he was itla.
He hurt himself.
He couldn't have kids anymore because of it. Basically, you stand in one spot and you touch your face to the ground. Touch your face to the ground.
Like the guy doing by the bomb, right?
That's a very hard thing to do. You need a double jointer. I was going to try to bring someone who could do it, but I couldn't find anybody at sneer stick. None of the guys I know with the belly could do it. They can barely bend down, just bend down. You know, Sunday morning, nobody could do anything close to this.
None of your bike riding friends?
If you bend down, you're top heavy. Of course
you just fall right there. Anyway, bring in a munka shechosid.
Okay,
if
that's
all right. Kriya, what does Kriya mean? Al-Birkaim, that's to the knees. That's totally flat out, like hands and feet totally, like we do on Yom Kippur.
No, that's flat on the flat. Like you're laying in bed.
You don't do flat on Yom Kippur?
Neither do you.
I don't know. You're supposed to do Pishu Daver Glayim on the floor. You don't do it? Oh, I do it.
We do Kriya El Apayim.
Right. No.
Even though
yeah, okay, yeah.
Right, we don't do
Kriya. Avoy. Havoy Novoy Anivi Mecho Vachecho Lishtakvas Lecha Orzo.
Orzo.
It's a very interesting thing. The Maratzchia says a Mari the Gibshad over here. That why did the Gemara bring this pasuk? Why did the Gemara bring? There's many psukim of Ishtachva. Maratzchia says a Mari the Gibshad. He says that what was Yaakov answering? He was answering up the dream. Yosef said that the brothers are going to be Ishtachva Li. And what did Yaakov answer? Havoy no ve'anivi imecha v'achecha l'shtachvus l'cha arzo. So what did... He didn't say arzo. He just said, they're going to bow down to me. Why did Yaakov Avinu answer with arzo? The teretz is that the taich of ishtachva is arzo. And that's why the Gemara brings this. Keep shot. Bay Rava, Tzarech Shila Malkus, I ain't Tzarech Shila Malkus. Do you need, you get Malkus, Lagabi, the guy goes in, so you give him a straw, you say, listen, if you don't get out of here, you're going to get Malkus. So do you, till now, to my car, my earlier. Now we're talking about Malkus. So the question is, Tzarech Shila Malkus, the car, Tzarech Shila Malkus, is there a locha of Shia, or is just, if you're in there, and you get warned, you get Malkus. So, lekarben gemiri shia, lemalkus lo gemiri shia, oidim avifnim gemiri shia. It's a din on the place. Loishon lekarben loishon lemalkus teiku. Vay rava.
Tola atzav. Because you're saying that somebody that's in the base of Midrash and gets tummy, not knowingly, right, not on purpose, then he would still get Malkus.
Apparently, he got tummy.
No, but he's saying he might get Malkus even without.
You have to give Asra.
Shritz.
To get Masra.
Fine.
If you give
but
Masra.
He's getting out, but even without Shahir, he would get Malkus.
Yeah. That's a Shahir.
So that's.
Yeah.
He did nothing. He didn't do
really
anything.
If you really want to do a guy well, you bring his shreds.
Then you're into the basement English?
No, if he runs out, he wouldn't be...
We said, if you don't need shihir.
If you run out, you're potter.
Carbon. I ain't tzarech shihir. What's that?
Right. Means there's no din of shia. There's no din of shia that.
Which means he gets malchus right away.
If the guy leaves, he's not gonna get malchus. There's a door right here. Go out.
Let's say he's 3 minutes in.
That's part of getting out. But let's say he stays for 5 seconds. You start going out.
Right. There's some sort of zman for whatever.
It's whatever it is. 5 seconds.
Turn around and run because you know.
Someone told you.
But if you drag along, even though you don't have this man shia, that's the question. So it means, do you need that specific zman?
Mm-hmm. So if you stop and not stop long enough,
yeah,
you have to stop.
Teku, by Rava, Tolatzim Avra Zoro. He stood on a post. He was on a stilt. So Mao, I thought it was first that it was flying through, like he did, like a hiji biji. But no, that's not what it is. I think it's Tolatzim Avra Zoro. He was on a post. Kigamir Shia, Shia de Basi Shtachva. It has to be something that's royally Shtachva. Lava Shtachva loy, Gamir. I don't know, but for him, Shia Gamir. Loshna Basi Shtachva, Loshna Lava Shtachva. It doesn't matter what you can do. Point is that you're staying inside. Teku.
Teku.
Lamaisa, the Gemara, there is a Shaila, by the way. There is a Shaila, Lagabe, if you're allowed to fly over the Makkah Migdash. We passing you not allowed to, because the avir of the mikdash, the avir of the kedusha goes all the way up. We don't fly over the makom mikdash. It's the halacha, psukah, that we don't fly over the makom mikdash. But Rav Ashi, Timi Atzer Mezin Mao. What do you mean? Hello, flies that way towards the. Hello, does not fly over the makom mikdash.
Well, where are they going? Jordan?
I don't know. En Gedi, I don't know. What's that way? I don't know.
They're not going that way.
En Gedi?
In between the rocks.
What do you think he said?
There's a landing strip.
What's the place down south? There's an airport down there, no?
Eilat.
Eilat is the airport, right?
Not to fit an LL jet.
No?
No, it's not big enough. It's like Lakewood.
His bike could go there.
Yes, it is.
Who flies there? Not from Trenton?
It's a regional airport.
It's like Atlantic City.
Yeah?
Why
are
we flying today?
Good idea.
You go from Yerushalayim down there.
You can go from Egypt, too.
From Yerushalayim? There's no airport in Yerushalayim. There's no other airport. It's only Tel Aviv and...
There's
other
ones.
Where?
Like
Lakewood
Airport.
Right.
I never saw another airport.
Yeah,
you're
not
going to
Okay,
Bayer Right. Nowhere in Shas does he see it. Yeah.
Same. Tibiata Mezen Mao. It's a shayla about a shul also, by the way, if a shul has a kedusha. Means you have a shul like this, and let's say I decide I want to make
a legal shul.
A regular shul like this, and I want to make as nashim. Half. I want to cut it in half. Make half of it as nashim. You're allowed to use the air of the shul to make it as nashim. As nashim is less kedusha, because ladies.
What about Yisrael's dining room? What about
that too? That too. It's a shiloh also. You're allowed to add on top an apartment for the rabbi. Anyway, so it's such a big shiloh.
Teku. What is it?
How's it go? Teku. Barav Ashi. Tima atze mezin mao. So a guy.
Timu last night.
Tibi Atza Mezen Mao. He did it. He made himself untahar on purpose. Mao ba'ainis gemiri shia b'mezen lo gemir shia. I dilma b'fenim gemir shia lo shemayis lo shemayis. Doesn't matter what you were. Teku. Boy Rav Ashi nazi bekever boy shia l'malkus aitzarch. The question is, do you need Shia? We're talking about Nelson not being with himself. Is another airport there?
There's another international airport there.
Where?
Yeah, we'll find exactly where it is.
No, there's no other international airport.
What's it called?
Ramon, what's it called?
That's a lot.
an international airport.
Nobody flies there, though.
No, it could be a coast to like Hungary or something, or something like that.
Just
if Arkea flies there, they're not flying from Tel Aviv to Tehran.
Yeah, sure they are.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They go down before they get
so out. So how big is the jet?
It's like a 45-minute
flight. It's a 747. It's a regular jet? I'm saying because you're telling me, I'm telling you, like Lakewood, I'm telling you, it can't hold such a big jet. You said, yeah, IKEA flies there.
IKEA is a reliable airline.
There's bigger planes than Lakewood Airport.
Since when does IKEA make planes? They have hot dogs on there.
Hot dogs,
it's three shekel hot dog. Cheap hot dogs. Anyway.
And Shabbos.
So, Baloi Barucha. Oh, one second, we're up to. So, Boy Rav Asher, Nazar Bekevim, Boy Shila Malkos Ain Tzach, Fenim Gemir, Shia Bechutz, Loi Gemir, Shia, Aydama, Ba'inis, Gemiri, Shia, Loishnam Fenim, Loishnam Bechutz, it doesn't matter, take who. Baloi Barucha, Chai Bekatar Potter. So, we said if you're going in the short way, means let's say guys right by that door, but Rav Chaim Michal Marusha, I tell him, hey, listen, Rav Chaim Michal Marusha, you're a tumah. That's that Oz guy. So he runs right out the door, no problem. What if he goes, he says, listen, I got to get my tefillin. They're right in Miss Medrash. He runs like a meshuggah out this door, like a madman. He makes it out the front door as quick as he would have got out of that door. So you, that's same thing. So Amarava, Katsari Sha'amru, Afilo Akir B'tzaga, we'll see, that's not what I was talking about right now. We'll see in a minute. Even if you're a filu koyim kulei, if a guy goes very slow, this is also Chaim Michal Marusha. He walks very slow. He walks like the one next to the one leg next to the other leg. It takes him a whole day. I saw a guy went to get a roll by Newmark's wedding. The guy couldn't walk, but he was going to get an extra roll. Took him like half hour to go across. Now, but I felt bad.
Why don't you just get him the roll?
No, I didn't realize what he was going for. I would have brought it to him.
I thought he was going to the gym.
You need to see a therapist.
Want your help.
It was more exciting to get it himself.
No, he convinced himself he was doing exercise.
I don't think he wants to be helping. He really wants to be
busy.
Listen, I got it. There's more international airports in this job.
There's one Haifa.
Haifa.
That's the four countries.
Greece, Cyprus.
Okay, thanks for the information. Okay. Yeah. He's a wealth of knowledge.
He's made some blanket statements. So
who do you think?
Who?
Who?
You just put a quarter.
Baruch Hashem, Moshe was Yaitza Tzvir last night for the first time since he started Tzvir. Anyway,
Friday night.
Friday night also. You know that you kick out with a bracha the way your father. According to your father.
I told my siblings they're cackling on the floor. That what? What was so funny? Hilarious.
Anyway, I don't think you could do with a bracha anymore. You go with your. You have to go with your father's minhag. Your father's minhag is you have to count 72. You counted every day at 30, and you didn't count over the next day. You're done. Don't say it with the bracha. L'chitchili, you should not say it with the bracha.
Don't even pass.
Okay, sorry. Okay.
Yitzi.
Yeah, I was talking.
Hope you enjoyed this.
My father,
the feta.
On Thursday, telling him I'm getting a haircut. Zaidi never got a haircut the entire sphere.
Okay.
Not Zaidi.
It's not.
He's not getting one. I was like, when did you start that? We always got.
He tells me he's not going to carry his glasses home until 72. I said, is he carrying an ear? He's like, yeah, Zaidi never carried an ear.
Did he have an ear?
He never had an ear. He carried an ear. Why would he carry an ear?
Was that been offered one day? What? Was
no.
That's great.
He had a fob.
Ella, you got to bring him in again.
My grandpa didn't know anything. He was 15, by the way. He didn't remember.
Yeah, okay. He knew. Okay, anyway.
Tell him Dave didn't have a beard either.
You didn't wear short sleeves. Bye, Mene, Abai, Miraba.
You read the Sedaris. This is what we're doing. What are our grandparents now? This is how it goes. This is how it starts.
You're on a downhill spiral.
Exactly.
Spiral downhill.
Catch you at the bottom.
That happened by me.
So I feel like it's not good though. I feel like I'm cool. Okay, bye, Rava.
Never.
Shehi smile she starful tisha late. Rashi she starful tisha in the day. What do you mean? We just said kalyam kulei. What does it mean? She is means if you walk slowly, a guy's walking slow. I tell Chaim Michel Mabushi his tummy. So he walks slowly, and he stops every few minutes. He stops. Let's say shia means 5 minutes. Whatever those psukim, you have to say. Let's say it's 5 minutes. So he stops for 30 seconds, 20 seconds, 10 seconds, 14 seconds, 15 seconds. Is it all mistars? And what do you mean? We just finished saying that you could be there, call Yom Kuli. And says, no, that's not a raya. Over there, Hasim Loi Shah. Over there, if Chaim Michel went slow from the door all the way outside, he never stopped. He was just walking baby steps. May I, you know, like that. Nope. Bolei b'ayim rava. Bolei b'arucha shir katso mao. Oh, this is what I was telling you before. I told Chaim Michel Mabushi, listen, you tell me you got to go out of the Beis Medrash, the Beis Hamikdash. So he runs, dashes to the front door. And he did it faster than if he would have gone out that way. You know how he runs. This guy runs the whole day. So, you're the guy today.
Big biker.
Yeah, big biker. Got the big handlebars. Bolei b'arucha shir katsara with the big seat.
He's a huge biker.
Shir katsara. Shir.
Banana seat.
Shir Gemiri. The bottom line is the shir. The Torah says, we learn out that there's a chiyuv, you're not allowed to stay in the Mishnah, let's say 5 minutes. If you're able to dash out the front door in less than 5 minutes, then who cares? You did it. That's the point. Or the Gemara Dilma, Dafka Gemiri. Baruch Chai, Ktzara Potter. No. If you Ktzara, good. You go the long way. You're going to be Chai. No, you can't use Arucha to be Matir in a place where you went quick. You can't beat the system, basically. It's not like taxes, where there's legal loopholes. It's also, yeah, you know, I'll do that. It means if you say, listen, I got it. I'll get to that big, to the front door. That wouldn't work. Maslow Abzero, El de Kaimelon, Tomish Shemesh. Gemara is asking a question now. The halacha is Tomish Shemesh ben Misa. A guy, a czar, that went into the Beis Hamikdash. I don't talk about a czar. No. Yeah, I was talking about Tomei. We're talking about a czar in a minute, you'll see. Yeah, so Tomei, it's Kain?
Yeah.
Oh, where is a Kain? Right, Tomish Shemesh ben Misa, A Tomei that was Meshamish. Did avoida? He gets misa b'dei shemayim. So, frak the gemara hechem mishkach slo. How is it possible for him to get misa b'dei shemayim? Id loisha, if he didn't stay there at all, means I go over to the car and say, by the way, you know, you just touched the guy dead right by your feet. You just touched him. So he runs right out the door. So he didn't do avoida. What did he do? So id loisha hechav avoida. Id isha, if he stayed when he wasn't allowed to stay, he's about chorus. Then he's by Karas, then it's Kohen Dramine. Karas is way worse than Misa Deshamayim. So then, how do you get Misa Deshamayim? How is it Gemalt? That's the word we're looking for. By Karas too. So Gemara says, Yeah, Mishlai Meshiyura Gemiri Mishkachsla, the Anish Navshe, Bekatora, of the Avoida. It's possible. It's possible that what he did is, Rashi says, La'achish Hashimish, Veshah Bishmush Kedeshi, Yosloi Bekatora, Va'anas Atzim Merutza, Achloi Shah, Shir Akavosai. Means what he did is, he walked slowly, right? Right, he went slow. He basically walked slowly. That's what we're saying. So if you tell me that it's Shiyur Gemir, which means there's a time zone, let's say it's 5 minutes, so you have 5 minutes to get out of Beis Hamikdash. In that 5 minutes, there's a time for you to do an avoida, whatever you did, whatever avoida you could do. Who? It doesn't, no, we're saying that, we just had a Shiloh, is there a time? About the amount, that's what Gemara is saying. We just cleared a Shiloh. If you go in the long route very fast, are you chayev or not?
You can't go.
So the Gemara is trying to bring a raya that it's not totally in the time, it's totally in the short and the long.
Maybe
the short route. Gemara is trying to bring a raya. Now saying on the tzad that it's telling the time, it makes sense that it's possible to be chayim misa if you learn that route, because then you have 5 minutes. Whatever that time is, that's 5 minutes. So in that 5 minutes, you could do an avoda. But Ella, Iyam, Adafka Gemiri, then no.
Fastest way out.
Dafka Gemiri, Hechem Ashkachzla. What does it mean, Dafka Gemiri? Rasha Shokadei Shtachva Chayev, Rafil Yotzla B'Kitzah. Right. If the vote is that there's a 5 minute timeline, let's say, then in that time, how do you do avoda? So Gemara says a very simple answer. My kusha, Mishkach's law, a very simple thing. Kusha Baba Ktsaro, he was going on the shortest way out. I told Chaim Michal right there, jump out. He goes running out the door. On the way out, he takes a fork and he flips the burger. Baba Ktsanura. That's an avoida. And the Gemara elaborates on this avoida. Gufa. What's the case? If without him flipping it over, it would not get burnt. It wouldn't be mukter. So pshita, of course you chayv. You did the job. If it would get burnt either way, my God, what do you do? If you didn't touch it, it would get burnt in 2 hours. That's called avoida. And that also answers the question. Why didn't the Gemara say a very simple thing? The guy did his rika on the way out. Wasn't about to come on to this funny case. Hagufu, we're trying to arrive that that's an avoda. That's the whole chiddush over here. Even that flipping over where it's not even necessary, means it would have got burned by itself, still that's called avoda on Yechai Misa. Amar Avoshia, Be'ino de'ema milsa o mustafin mechaber. I really want to say something, but I'm scared of my friends. Anichas beis ha-menoga.
Let him come here.
Derech ha-chorev. Guy goes beis ha-menoga. So halacha is that you got a house that has a nega. Everything in the house becomes tameh. And if you walk into the house, you become tameh. So there's two halachas, and you'll see in a minute. It's a very big nafkamina, very big nafkamina. I feel cool. Anichel beis hamenoga derech achorim means he backs in, goes backwards. I feel cool. His whole body chutz mechayim except for the nose. You got it, the Jewish nose, a long nose, so you're able to that sticks out. Tar, then you tar. The chesiva abo el abayis derech bia asr toro. Only derech bia. This is not derech bia. It's not normal to walk in backwards. Who walks into the house backwards? But I'm scared of my friends. So in fact, Mari, hachi kulinami. So I don't understand. What's your chesed? Why the nose? If you're walking backwards and that's not derech bia, walking the whole way with the nose, even with the Jewish nose. So Gemara says, Amarava kuloi lagar mekayim shabayis. No, there's two dinim over here. That's what I was telling you. The chesed leit mekal shabayis. There's two dinim. There's a din. Anything in the house becomes tameh. So you're not worse than the lomo in the house. And then there's another din of walking into the house makes you tameh. If you don't walk into the house all the way, you're not tameh. Derech bia. Huh? And it has to be derech bia. If you're in all the way, you're chayv because you're tameh because of Caleb. Because of Caleb. Because you're not worse than a lawnmower.
Right.
But if you're not there all the way, so that's not Derech Bia, then Tainam Achi, Gagan Alolu, Enochim Shom Kachakachim, Enochim Shom Kachakam, Matam Shnichs Derech Gagan Lehechel Potter, Shnemar Al Mizrach Lesovai, Derech Bia Asher Torah. So Gemara doesn't really come with an answer. He's just saying this. He's saying, I'm scared of saying this to my friends because, I don't know, he was scared of saying this halacha, but Lamai said that's what he said. Zui mitzvah seh shemidah she'en chayav olah. So we said in the Mishnah, this is the mitzvah seh she'en chayav olah. Masha'en genida. You would be chayav if a guy was boil a nida. And then she says she's tamei.
He said that halacha. He said that. I wasn't scared of my friends.
Even though he had a brisa to back him up.
If I wasn't scared.
He said it anyway.
Exactly. That's what he just made that hakdama before.
That's the easy way out.
Nishtav Shabbos over.
Okay.
This is what I feel.
Exactly. So Gemara says, Hei Chakoi, you're saying Zuhi, like you're in the middle of a sentence. Like, where you coming from is Zuhi. Zuhi what? Hei Chakoi, the Kama Zuhi. So Gemara says, Hasim Koi, we're going by in the Mishnah of Hiris. We're going over there. They're talking about that if the Bezdin Paskin's wrong, you're not be mechuyev, but on this mitzvah say you would be mechuyev. Zuim is a shemikdash ein chayam aleo. The ezu mitzvah, so you wouldn't be chayam too much mikdash if they make a mistake. The zuim mitzvah says shemikdash chayam aleo. Hay mishamish mitahiro. If you mishamish mitahiro, for amulet meisi upirish miyad chayev. Why? Meshiyot siyosoi hanor lekav yosoi. And the famous Asher d'Oraisa and Kilis Yaakov that have a clear on what this means. Hanor also could be yosoi. The Asher d'Oraisa says it must be that the seed of the din biyos din ano. And that's what constitutes a bia. The Kiddush Yaakov says no. What the Gemara is telling you is that just like the scholar's bia is a bia, the yitzi of a bia is also has a din of a bia. So the gabi certain halachas like gabi and nafkamim will be this halacha that this yitzi makes it you did a bia betuma and you chayev karas. If you know that that the lady is a tamei. And you're not yotze. You have to wait till ever there's no more kishur. If you don't wait, then you chayev koros. If you were husra, it's a very big nafkamina. Okay, we'll continue this tomorrow.